Hi guys, it's a huge pleasure for me to make this interview today, which is actually a special vlog of Warriors and Yogis. Less than a week before a second UFC fight of the huge prospect of an incredible UFC fighter, Alexander Rakic, who is, by the way, also, I consider him a friend, I consider him a client, as a physical therapist, and I consider him one of the greatest hopes that we have for the future in UFC, especially, of course, in light heavyweight division where he fights. Atso, thank you very much that you have taken the time to talk with me today a little bit.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot. And let's start with a question. How do you start, actually, with this incredible sport of mixed martial arts?
I start 13 years ago. The first sport I did was, as a kid I started with football because I was a kid with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I was fighting in the school, and like I said,
you were like a problem child a little bit,
yes,
in the school.
Yes, and I started with football, soccer, and I was playing in a football club. I was a defensive guy, so yeah. After the training, when we finished the training, I had a lot of energy. You know, I didn't spend whole energy and. With 13 years...
You needed something that challenged you more.
Yes, that's right. And with 13 years, I was realizing football is, like you said, I need something to challenge me more. I need to put my aggression out. So next to my home in the 16th district, I found a kickbox club.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with my father there. And I go to the first class. And when I did the first class, my father immediately signed me in. So he didn't ask me if you do you want
that?
Yes.
Maybe he realized that you're feeling well in this environment.
I think so. And since this day, like 13 years ago, I'm doing martial arts. So I start with kickboxing and boxing at the age of 12. And 2011, I start switch to MMA.
Right.
Because I did some fights in kickboxing and boxing, and this was for me, you know, one way to fight, but I want still more.
Yeah,
I want to fight also on the ground, on the wrestling part, so
yeah.
I choose the MMA. So now MMA is the complete martial art. So, yeah, that's the way I start my martial arts career.
Very nice. So you had first a couple of professional fights in kickboxing and Muay Thai,
yes.
So far as I remember, and then you had a couple of fights. How did it go? You know, you had a couple of victories first as a kickboxer, and then your score is now, if I'm correct, 9-9-1.
Yes.
You have one victory and zero defeats in the UFC.
Yes.
You had a fantastic first fight that I was really excited for. And now we have Justin Ledet as a very interesting fighter, as a fighter who never lost in the UFC. He had, I think, three fights at the UFC that he won, and nine fights altogether, who is very good at the stand-up fighting. How are your preparations now for this fight? How it was? You've been in the States, also in a camp?
Yes. This camp went really, really good. You know,
it's in Fort Lauderdale,
yes,
right? It's American.
American
top team.
Yes, I start my camp here in Vienna. I train two weeks hard in Vienna. Then I switch my camp to the American top team in Fort Lauderdale. This is my second time now there, and I was training 5 weeks there, and 1 week I finished my camp here in Vienna. So. The 5 weeks in Fort Lauderdale in American Top Team was amazing. I spar every day. I train with legends like Junior Dos Santos and many, many more
amazing
guys. I spar with them. I did really good, you know, and the camp was really, really good.
So. How was your day schedule? Now, actually, when you're in a camp, when you're preparing for such an important fight, How is your daily schedule in these couple of weeks as you're in a camp?
It's basically really simple. I sleep, eat, and train. I do nothing more. So
how many hours you train a day in this period?
It depends. It depends the intensity of the training. If the intensity of the training is hard, it's short. Mm-hmm. But if the intensity is not so high, it's going to be longer. But with the sparring, the intensity was really high, so we train really short but really hard a couple mm-hmm. of days. Mm-hmm. But I trained twice a day, sometimes three times a day. I slept in the gym. The gym has a perfect
facility for sleeping.
Yes,
yeah.
They have room, dorms, big kitchen and something like that. So basically this is in the first floor, and in the other floor is the training area.
What is the difference between a training schedule at a time when you're preparing for the fight and when you're in somehow in between?
When I'm preparing for a fight, I do a lot of sparring, I do a lot of conditioning, mm-hmm. and I put the technique a little bit to
on
side.
The side. Yes.
Yes. So I prepare for the fight. If I don't have a fight, I focus more on my technique.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Learning new skills,
developing,
yes.
etc. How about food? Are you there like very focused on eating clean and eating healthy?
Yes, I'm very strict. When I have a fight upcoming, the whole camp, I'm eating very strict, and I follow my plan, what my strength and conditioning and my nutrition coach me send. So I eat like a paleo diet.
All right.
Yes, and the new thing I put in is the fasting. The fasting mm-hmm. means, you know, you have different kinds of fasting. You have fasting like 16 hours no eat, 8 hours eat, or 20 hours no eat, 4 hours eat. So the best way, my way, and my nutrition coach told me I have to eat 3 times a day, of course, between these meals I eat nothing, and between these meals are around 5 to 6 hours.
Amazing. I watched recently Georges St-Pierre at Joe Rogan, and he's also a huge fan of fasting lately.
I hear of that, yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. There must be something in it, in that cleansing process.
I think so. You know, when I eat the lunch. It doesn't matter how much I eat, you know, I can eat not too much or big, you know. After this, I eat nothing, so
okay.
I eat really, really basically. I just drink water or coffee before the training,
right.
But before the training, eating or after the training, I don't eat. When 6 hours left,
are gone or left, yeah.
Yes, are gone, yes, then I eat again. I always watch on the clock when I eat, when I start to eat, and then I know when the time is to eat again.
Yes, and probably then the whole process is also very important. I think that people do not understand how important it is when you eat your meal to be concentrated on that. You know, not to be on the phone all the time or whatever, but to eat slowly, concentrated, to process that food first in your mouth and then your stomach.
And the most important thing is to enjoy.
Yes,
enjoy.
Yes.
To
do it consciously somehow, you know,
right.
To be present
that's
while
right.
you're doing it.
I love food and I love eating and I enjoy eat.
Yeah.
And I was cooking by myself for the whole camp in America. So I was buying my food, my meat, my vegetables, everything, and I was preparing by myself.
Probably this is very interesting for our viewers, you know, because you're one of the guys who is really in incredible shape. I work a lot with sportsmen, but you're somebody who is really in such an amazing shape that everything you tell us is actually interesting and has in your appearance somehow the connection that this is really good for people who wants to follow you and to follow your advices. How about supplements actually? What do you take?
I take a lot of glutamine for the
right.
recovery.
Okay, amino acid.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amino acids. glutamine. Ribose is like dextrose. It's like
okay.
It's like the sugar, ATP sugar.
Okay.
This is after training. I take creatine.
Creatine, yes.
Yes. Omega 3 and a lot of vitamins, vitamin B, vitamin D, multifort vitamin.
Magnesium, I guess, all those minerals. Yes.
Mucuna. Mucuna is for the testosterone. What I take? That's it.
While we were doing therapy, you told me that incredible thing that you drink so much water, actually.
Yes.
That you're very... that you're considering how much water, that you're measuring also the amount of water that you're taking daily. So how much is it actually?
When I'm not in a fight week and when I not make weight, I drink probably 5 to 6 liters.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
That's like your normal daily routine.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Because I think, in my opinion, is water is like air. You need air to breathe. You need air to live. So also you need water to live, and for good performance, even better. If you drink more water, it's better for the body and for the performance.
Yes, and I guess now when you're in the process of losing weight before the fight, you drink even more water, right?
Even more water, yeah. This week, probably I start my really weight cutting process 2 weeks before the weigh-ins. So the first week I eat very clean, drink about 5 to 6 liters, but put in every meal a lot of sodium, a lot of salt, a lot.
In order to
cleanse. To stay the salt in my body. 7 days before the weigh-ins, no salt in no salt.
Nothing, zero.
Zero. So this is, today is my first day with no salt. So in 6 days I have my weigh-ins. Today is the first day with no salt. And then I start to drink even more water. So tomorrow gonna be 10 liters of water with no salt. And then when the weigh-ins comes closer and closer, every day I cut the water a little bit. So I start with 10, then I go to 7, then I go to 5, then I go to 3, and then I go to 1.5 liters of water. And then if you do the process very good in these 2 weeks, you're gonna see the results end of the week. Yes,
but basically, so with that program you can be 100% sure that you're gonna make your weight of 93 kilos, which is for the light heavyweight, till the end of the week. That's a fantastic thing. How then happens to some fighters, like we had recently, actually having problems, like
Darren Till?
Yeah, Darren Till have a problem with making
the
weight. A lot of guys are having. Why is it like this? Why don't they think about it right on time? So that they're not so exhausted 1 day before the fight, so that they can fight.
I think the goal of these fighters are to cut the weight so short and to be right on the scale and to put a lot of weight back for the fight.
In the last day.
To come in the fight with a lot of much weight.
Uh-huh.
What I think it's not good, because I'm training about when I'm not in a fight, I have around 105 kilos.
Amazing. Kilos. So you're like losing 12 kilos.
That's right. And
almost 25 pounds.
When I spar with 105 kilos. When I run, I run with 105 kilos. When I box, I box with 105 kilos. So I do my weight cut, and the last time was like that. I was 1 day before the fight on the weigh-ins, 93.5. At the fight day, I was 100 kilos. So I put 7 kilos.
Within 24 hours.
Yes, but this is nothing. The other guys, they put even more. But I want to tell you something.
Because they made themselves almost on the edge of total dehydration, right?
That's right. And it's
dangerous.
The thing is, my body gets used to train with 105 kilos. So when I have the fight day and I have 100 kilos, this is 5 kilos less, I am more faster, I have more cardio, my power is the same, I'm more explosive. So
very interesting.
That's the way I do, and I did it
very
now.
Good. I think this is a great advice also for the young fighters,
upcoming fighters,
for upcoming fighters that are coming in.
I do it all the time. My whole career, my whole 10 pro fights was on 93.5 kilos. I never switched the weight class. So, and I did it all the time like that, all the time, and all the time was very good.
Perfect. Now coming to something else, who is your inspiration in mixed martial arts? Who are these guys that you're looking up that inspired you to start doing your way as a mixed martial artist with so much passion, with so much concentration, and with so much discipline as you're doing it?
You know, when I was young, I started with kickboxing, and I would watch a lot of K1. K1 was basically in Japan. So I was watching a lot of fights there, the events. And then
Pride and everything.
And then I switched from K1 to Pride because it's in the same country, Japan. And then I watched Pride. And then my idols are the Pride fighters, you know, Fedor, Prokop, Minotaur. This was real. They are real warriors, you know.
Yes.
So,
do you think that not to something else? You know, do you think that it was somehow cleaner in the terms of mixed martial arts? That the UFC is maybe becoming a little bit too much of a circus, of a show, which we saw now at Daniel Cormier last.
You know
match.
What I was writing. I guess. 3 years ago, I posted one post on Facebook and was writing like, Pride, real fighters, UFC, businessmen.
Yes, it was somehow.
It, you know, UFC go now in this direction, like all about business.
Business, show business, show, entertainment,
and
more like this.
That happened when Conor McGregor.
Did his so-called super fight in boxing.
So he started with that, and now everybody wants to be like Conor, I guess.
Yes, everybody wants to make millions.
He did a very good job. No doubt about it.
He's a great fighter too.
Of course,
a great athlete.
Yes,
we have to admit that.
Yes. For me, it's money on the second place. You know, I'm on the first place is my career. Basically, maybe on the third place is the money. The first place is my health. I have to be healthy. Yes.
Yes. You don't want to risk your health.
Of course, I have.
Nobody normal wants.
I have also a life after MMA.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
And I want also, when I have kids, I want to run with them. I want to play with them. You know.
Yeah.
The second is my career, and the third is the money. Yeah. So, yeah.
So let's come to the question, what is your goal? What is your dream actually in your MMA career?
My dream,
where do you see yourself?
My dream was like when I was a kid, I was telling me all the time, I want to be a world champion. I want to be a world champion. First in the kickboxing, but I didn't make it in the kickboxing because I switched to MMA. But of course, my dream is just to be a UFC champion in the light heavyweight division. And I have all the tools.
You definitely do, yes.
So I have discipline, I work hard, and step by step I come to the top, and I hope after this fight and this win I come to the top 15 and get a top 15 guy or top 10 guy and prove to everybody that I belongs there and I stay
in
there.
in the top of the light heavyweight division.
I don't sign the UFC to go there to fight and to lose. I signed with the UFC to be there to stay for long time and to be one day the champion.
Who would you like to fight to take the championship from him? I know now is Daniel Cormier, the actual champion of the light heavyweight. but probably till you get there, if one day we all hope you're going to have a title shot, who would you like to meet there on the top and to take the belt from him?
I don't know.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Johnny Bones Jones?
I think
I would like to take belt from Johnny Bones. I would like to take belt from the best.
Yes, you're right. But I guess if he comes back, he's gonna be in the heavyweight division.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Okay. So then it's gonna be some of your friends, maybe Gustafsson or Jim Manua, you never know.
Yeah, maybe. Or Volkan Özdemir, you know, he makes a very good fight,
yes,
you know.
Absolutely, so, yes. Yes, absolutely.
I don't
yes.
care if who is the champion. Daniel Cormier is a hell of a fighter.
Absolutely.
All the respect to him. All the respect. He's one of the greatest fighters. So, but he's 39. I was reading some interviews. He's gonna make one or two fights. So, with 40, 41, he's gonna stop to fighting. What is also good for me because he's a hell of a fighter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Let's see.
Yes.
Maybe I need two years to get
to that level.
I don't want. I don't want to go really fast because there is no time. I'm 26 years old.
Yeah, you're extremely young fighter for this sport. Yes.
If it takes 4 years till 30, it takes 4 years. You know, I don't rush. I have a hell of a team behind me. I'm learning every day.
Fantastic.
So it depends, you know, when the time comes.
I have realized, I know you now for a couple of years, and besides that I saw that you're developing extremely in your fighting skills, in your conditioning, in your strength, I have realized that you have developed a certain self-confidence that wasn't on that level couple of years ago. How did you do that? What do you do actually to make that self-confidence grow in you, which is also very, very important?
Yeah, the self-confidence grow by the training and the training, the partners, you know, you train with, you know? When you train with a guy, I don't know, a pro boxer with a record of 10-0 or a wrestler, what just wrestle and you outbox them or out wrestle them, the self confidence yes. grow, you know.
You told me today before you came to me that you went to church 9:00 in the morning.
That's right.
Does this kind of activity helps in
also,
growing?
Also,
it does.
Yes.
Because you stay alone with yourself.
That's right.
You pray. It's similar to meditation. It's similar to it definitely helps.
I feel after the church, I feel amazing. I'm like other person.
This is beautiful.
So, and basically every morning when I get up and every evening before I go to sleep, I pray.
That's a very nice habit.
For me and my family and that helps me a lot.
It's a beautiful habit.
And you know,
that's great.
I feel
is
better.
Is there a fear sometimes before you come step into the octagon or in the ring?
A fear is always a fear here. You know, everybody has.
What is it? Is it the fear that you're going to get injured, or is it the fear that you're going to lose? Is it you're going to look bad?
You know, I tell to everybody, losing, it's nothing. You have to shame, you know, you have to be
that you have to be ashamed of.
You know,
definitely
it,
not.
If you give
your best, of course it's
right. That's right.
Not.
It's there are two ways of losing. The first, you go in and you got knocked out in the first seconds, and the second, you lose over 5 rounds or 3 rounds war on split decision, and you show your heart, your everything.
Yes.
So my fear is to lose at the first
round.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if you lose,
yes, in the first second, so I didn't show anything what I trained for. So this is my only fear, you know.
Yes.
I don't fear my opponent. I respect him because he was training also like me for this fight. He want to kill me. He want to take my head off. You know, I respect this, but the fear is to lose in the first round in a couple of seconds, you know, by knockout.
Yes, because if you lose like Rory McDonald lost against Lawler, you know, yeah, this is you can't say he lost.
No,
I mean, this guy gave his heart,
no
you know,
way,
there,
no
and
way,
it's
no way,
it's a, such a beautiful thing. And one last question, you know, I'm unfortunately not going to be in Hamburg for your next fight. But I'm going to be rooting for you here in front of the TV like my own son is fighting, because you can be my son.
Thank
and
you.
I'm going to be really with all my heart with you, because I know how great person you are in the first place, how great sportsman you are. But what do you think? Why the people have to root for Aleksandar Rakic in the future?
Because I am the future.
I'm
going to be the future. For sure, because I'm gonna work hard. I work every day my ass off, you know, and because
it has to pay off.
It has to pay
it
off.
It has to pay
it
off.
It has to pay off. That's right, you know,
and
I give everything in
this
sport.
I have a feeling that whoever is gonna be rooting for you, you're not gonna disappointing him.
I'm gonna give
even if it happens yes. sometimes that you
yes.
lose. That happens, and it's gonna
of
happen
course.
Maybe one day.
Everybody lose.
Yes,
everybody
lose.
The
but,
greatest
but
lose, Fedor lose, Mirko lose.
Yes.
It's the time will come when Khabib gonna lose. You know?
Absolutely,
everybody
yes.
gonna lose. So Conor lose. So
let's hope that this Sunday is the time for Justin to lose.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
You're
brother.
Welcome.
It was beautiful to talk to you, and it was
Thank
beautiful,
you.
And it's always beautiful to work with you.
Thank you, I appreciate
and,
it.
And I'm proud to call myself a friend of yours.
Thank you, I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.